That's why He went to the cross. He lived His life on purpose. And a more meaningful life has never been lived. I got to tell you, folks, life can really be an amazing adventure once you figure out what it's for. And with that, I got to tell you a story I got just this past week from Max Licato. Max emailed me this week with a story about his daughter. This happened last Sunday in Abilene. His oldest daughter, Jenna, is a freshman at Abilene Christian University, and she loves to sing. Now, there was a show on TV this summer called American Idol. I'm not familiar with the show, but evidently it's pretty big stuff with some people. And they're going to do it again, so they're going around having different people try out in regional contests to see who can make the show. Well, she likes to sing, so Jenna decided she would try out, and she called her parents. And so last Sunday after services, Max and his wife and other two daughters got in a car and drove to Abilene. And they showed up at this place where the tryout was going to be, called the Ponderosa. Well, you know what the Ponderosa is? It's a cowboy bar. And so they walked in. They have 30-something people going to try out, and Jenna was 20-something. And Max said by the time she got up, he was convinced he was in the wrong place. His ears hurt. His eyes were wet and red from all the cigarette smoke. The cowboys were getting drunk. What are we doing in a place like this? And then Jenna gets up, and guess what she decides to sing in the cowboy bar? The song, My Redeemer Lives. And she sang with all her heart to those drunk cowboys, and when she was through, they all stood up and applauded. And I think Jesus did too. Because in one of the places where you would least expect that God could look good, somebody remembered who she was. Now, by the way, she was one of the three finalists chosen to keep on in the competition, but that's not even important. What's important is that at a young age, somebody's already figuring out what life's about. It's not a tragedy to die. It's a tragedy to never know why you lived.